Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Diary, January 18th, 88. January 1st to 30, 1888. Portions of this manuscript are published in TSB 54, Healdsburg, California. Arose at 4 o'clock. Wrote important matter for health retreat. Wrote 20 pages of important matter December 31st. St. Helena, California. I had an interview with Brother Harper. His earnest solicitation prevailed upon me to go with him to St. Helena and have an interview with his wife. It was then late, and we did not leave Healdsburg before 2 o'clock p.m. We arrived at St. Helena at 8:30. Fanny Bolton accompanied me. January 10th, 1888. St. Helena. Visited Brother Osborne. His daughter was sick with fever. Engaged Sister Wright to take charge of her. While I had conversation with Brother Osborne and his daughter in regard to her procuring a divorce from her husband, the Lord helped me to present the matter from a Bible standpoint. We prayed together, and the blessing of the Lord came upon us. Sister Harper was blessed, softened, and subdued by the Holy Spirit, and her mind was moved more according to the will of God. We know that an important victory was gained. In afternoon, rode out with Mary, who is certainly improving under the blessing of God. January 11th, 1888. St. Helena. I had a long talk with Sister Harper, showing her that the marriage vow is binding and could not release its claims upon any of the parties who entered into it, save from the cause of adultery, the violation of the marriage bed. We had much profitable talk upon this subject. Rode out with Mary. January 12th, 1888. St. Helena. Had conversation with Brother Harper, also with Hattie Maxson. Storm expected. Sister McComber, Sister Kelsey, Fanny Bolton, and I brought a large pile of wood into the woodshed that it might not get wet. In the afternoon, rode out with Mary. Spoke in the evening to the patients in the gymnasium room. I tried to show them the necessity of cheerfulness and faith under affliction. I tried to comfort and encourage them to bring Jesus into their life experience as the mighty healer. Thought best to telegraph for Willie, W.C. White, to come up with Elder Loughborough from Oakland and attend our board meetings without delay. W.C. White purposed to visit Healdsburg, not knowing I was in St. Helena. January 13th, 1888. St. Helena. Elder Loughborough came on the noon train from Oakland. I had a few minutes' conversation with him. W.C. White came in the evening. St. Helena. The church from St. Helena came up on the hill and all assembled in the gymnasium. The room was full. I spoke with much freedom upon the love and unity that should exist between brethren. We hope the words spoken found way to the hearts of those present. There were good testimonies born in our social meeting. St. Helena. Had some exercise on the hill in my woodlot, picking up wood to be drawn down on a stone boat. Our board meeting commenced at 9:30 a.m. Dr. Gibbs bore a testimony of confession which closed a door that the enemy was bound to enter. Elder Rice had gone secretly and enlisted Brother Farnsworth to go with him to obtain the testimony of Etta Classe and her husband, Edson, to condemn or incriminate Dr. Gibbs. He went to Petaluma for the same purpose to see Ruby Anthony and obtain her testimony, claiming to be their friend, willing to help them, etc. The confession of Dr. Gibbs took them by surprise. He acknowledged his imprudence and folly in his attention to girls and women. St. Helena. Meeting of the Board again. Matters of importance considered. Dr. Maxon and his wife sent in their resignation because they are decided they cannot harmonize with Dr. Gibbs's methods of practice. I urged him to think upon this matter seriously, for we were Seventh-day Adventist reformers. We were to work and educate the people away from drugs, not to educate them in the use of drugs. The general principles of pure air, pure water, and habits of temperance in all things would place the people in the right path of holiness and heaven. The resignation was accepted. Received letter sent to Dr. Burke and Dr. Gibbs. Spoke to the helpers Monday night. The Lord gave me appropriate words that reached the hearts of many present. St. Helena. Tuesday was in conversation with Sister Wright and Dr. Gibbs from early morning until noon. Left at 2 o'clock with my horses and carriage for Healdsburg. We arrived at Healdsburg about 8 o'clock p.m. The last part of the ride was cold. We found family well and cheerful. Healdsburg. Rested well during the night. Was led out in prayer this morning. I felt my heart drawn out in faith to the Lord, to rely on His promises, and that He will certainly help me and give me wisdom and faith and courage. January 30th, 1888. Paid out for stamps, $3.50. Half of these are for my own manuscripts, and one half for letters and manuscripts for articles for papers. Paid out for traveling expenses, $6. I paid my fare to St. Helena from Oakland. Rode across to Healdsburg without remaining in St. Helena one night. I had writing that I must attend to. Stopped at Calistoga and arose early and wrote 6 pages to Dr. Caldwell and to Dr. Gibbs. Remained in Healdsburg 2 days and returned to Oakland. Fare was full price. Had no commutation tickets. The same evening, left for Fresno accompanied by Sister Sawyer. Fare for one, $5.80. Sleeper, $1.50.